candles. There are candles already inside, so don't bring candles there. And don't take the candles away from the park. There is like casa, you can see it's written, it's written casa, which means, how do you say this? Casa, what the place where you put the money.
Donation box.
Huh? Donation box. It's like a donation box, but it's you donate 1 euro. It's a
1 euro.
It's a price, one candle, so 1 euro. It's written over there. So you just put it inside. You can light your candles and leave it at the base of the cross. So I sometimes, depending on time, depending on our program, what we are going to do, depending on the visionaries, how many things we will do on the program, I sometimes organize it. I call it a day of light. So sometimes the whole group, we all go together, light candles. Each person lights one candle that represents all your intentions. And then in that way we pray for the light, for the Holy Spirit to bring the light into our darkness and into the lives of the people that we love. So we usually go light the candles there all together in silence, and then we proceed with the mysteries of light that are behind the church. I hope we are going to, we have enough time to do it, but anyway you can also come on your own in the evening. It's the most beautiful. You don't have to go tonight because it's raining like this, but in the evening it's very beautiful with the candles lit. It's very nice. So it's the only place where you can light candles. This small building, these are, you see the sign Tishina Silenzio. Almost everywhere you will see this sign. And if people are talking, if you are praying, you can ask them to be more quiet. So these are the confessionals. There are 36 of them here. And on the other side you've seen the 425. So mostly the Croatian priest would be on this part. The English speaking priest will be on the other side. So 36 and 25, but still many times, especially if the weather gets good, you will see for the anniversary, it's not enough. You will see priests all around at the open, they take chairs, and you will see people are going to confession outside. So what else can we see from here, Thursday? From here you can see the statue of Our Lady. It's beautiful. At the base of the statue it is written, Ja sam kraljica mira. Since you speak Croatian, I don't have to translate. I am the Queen of Peace. And you can see that one hand of Our Lady is on her heart and the other one is extended. The symbolic of this statue is that Our Lady wants to take each one of us by our hand and bring us closer to her heart. And who is the heart of Our Lady? It is her son Jesus. During all these years in Medjugorje, Our Lady never asked anything for herself. She just wants to bring us to Jesus. That's why we say that the call for Medjugorje is an individual call. There is no coincidence that you are here. Our Lady once said, I'm not sure the exact word, so I won't quote it. But she said something like, there is a reason for every person who comes, which means you are all invited by your name. Our Lady wants each one of you, each one of us, take by our hands and bring us to Jesus. So we are always saying that Our Lady is welcoming all the pilgrims, because when you come from that side, the first thing that you see is the statue of Our Lady. Behind it you see there is a sign, it's also written Silenzio Tishina, which means one more place of silent prayer. Sometimes it will be our meeting point. If I say we're meeting at the statue of Our Lady, you know where to go. So many times I meet the pilgrims over there. Also just on the left from the statue, a little bit closer here, you can see the water fountain. And the other one is under the trees over there to the right hand side. As I said earlier, water here is safe to drink, but it's not a holy water. The holy water, I told you the procedure. Okay, now let's go on the other side. From here, you can see on that building over there, you can see the sign Župni ured Svetog Jakova Apostola. You see it? Župni ured. That means the parish office. The entrance is just around the corner. There is a staircase, you go up stairs, On first door on the left is a parish office. What can you do at the parish office? That is the place where you can give your mass offers. If you want the mass to be celebrated for your intentions, for the deceased, or for somebody back at home, if somebody asks you, so that is the place where you bring your mass offers. Here we don't have a costume of the mass card. Do you have it at home? Mass cards.
Mm-hmm.
You have that costume. Many pilgrims coming from different parts of the world, they brought that with them. But we, originally, we don't have it. But if you want to bring somebody a mass card, you can get those mass cards in the souvenir shops. Mm. And what will they give you in the parish office? They will give you a stamped receipt. Mm. And then you can just put that stamped receipt into that mass card if you want to do it. If not, if somebody asks you to do that. We leave 11 euro. People are asking me how much is the mass. That we have to know in our heads, in our minds, that we are not paying for the mass, because the mass is priceless. The mass is priceless. What we are leaving, it's the money for the priests. I already told you that the Franciscan priests are the ones that are doing the pastoral work here. They don't get any salaries. So we leave them that kind of that money. So that's for them. We are not paying for the mass. It's wrong to think that. I mean, I know you know this, but it's just to mention. And if you want to make some donation, for example, for the church, or you can do that in the parish office. Okay, let's proceed. Okay, I told you that here there is no crisis of confession. You see, those people are waiting for confession. Yeah. So we have now just passed the 25 doors. As one priest says, 25 doors to heaven. So if we think about it, it makes sense. To go to heaven, we are going to through the confessionals. So the English-speaking priests would usually be here around this statue, if they are outside or in these first, but you need to find the sign English or Chinese if there'll be other Peter or maybe some other priest, we don't know if there'll be somebody else. You just need to find the sign, the language that you speak, or if you speak some other language, I don't know. So this is Saint Leopold. He was a Croatian saint who lived in Padova in Italy. And he's a patron saint of confession and reconciliation. That's why we put the statue, his statue, next to the confessionals. This is his natural size. He was a short man. Very short, but a great saint. So you can pray for his intercession before you go to confession. But also I encourage you to pray for the priest who is going to hear your confession. So before you go to confession, pray for the priest and pray for his intercession of Father of Saint Leopold. He was a Franciscan Capuchin priest, and the word cappuccino, have you heard? Yeah. Was, you know, after that order, got after that order. So he was known for hearing confessions for a long time. For more than 40 years, every day, more than 2 hours a day, he was hearing confessions. And people say that he had that gift. If you didn't say everything, he would tell you, come back, there's something else you didn't tell me. So he knew. during the Second World War, when also Padova was bombed and the church was destroyed, only two things were left standing. His confessional box and the statue of Our Lady. So that's why he's a patron saint of confession and reconciliation. Let's proceed. So from here you can see also the position of the parish office is behind those cars, that house in between these two small ones. And on the left hand side you see that next to that you see this small house, there is like a the doors are covered. Can you see that? That's a new thing. It's an office which was opened by the parish. It's for the people in need. And do you know who helps them and who is working there very often? It's one of the visionaries, Jakob. So he said he would like to help, and many times he would organize a charity concerts. And if he will be around, hopefully he will, in these days while you are here, I hope, when he organizes the concert, he sings and he gives testimony, and then he raises money for people in need, and then people can contact him directly there, and you can also go there if you want to leave a donation or something. So it's a new thing, something that the parish started with the Yaakov. If you look to the right hand side, this long building, there is a sign I, which means information. Of course, the place where you can ask information. But not only that, inside we say that there is a little lost and found office. Hopefully you won't need it, hopefully you won't lose anything, but if you do, it's the first place where you look for. And also if you find something and you don't know where to leave it over there to the information office. Also there we can take the messages of Our Lady. You know, they print them and they just hand them to people there for free. You can take them as many as you want. And I don't think they have it in Chinese, they only have it in English. So one more important thing in the information office, they have a little basket which is at the desk. Mm-hmm. It's called the petition basket. We say it's the only place where you should leave your petitions. Mm-hmm. As I told you earlier, people are leaving it everywhere, but that's wrong because the places are being cleaned often. And as one person said, we should keep this place worthy of the presence of Our Lady. So the only place where you should leave your petitions is that petition basket. You don't have to ask anything, you just go inside and leave it. It's on the desk. I sometimes encourage pilgrims to write a letter to Our Lady. She's a mom. You know, you can write in your own words. You don't have to do this. It's not something you have to do. Of course, Our Lady already knows all our intentions, all our thoughts. But it's a matter of your faith. Something, if you feel you should do, you should do it. You can write even a simple prayer, a few names, or whatever, however you feel. Don't put inside anything that you want back. Don't put any passport, don't put any money, because nobody is opening it. Nobody is reading your petitions. What happens to them? They usually bring it to the visionaries, usually to the visionary Witzka. And they, when Our Lady appears, they put them at the place where Our Lady appears. So we can say in the most special way, they will be presented to Our Lady. And immediately after the moment of the apparition, they will be burnt. Mm-hmm. So as I said, don't put inside anything that you want back. Next door to the information office in the same building, it's a Franciscan shop. I'm not saying you should go and buy things there. I told you earlier, you compare them, see where, when I'm talking about the souvenirs. But we are talking about books. Are your books, Andrew, in there?
Yes.
So it's the place where you can find books. And why am I mentioning this? I mean, you will see books also in other shops. But we say that like every, many, many people, when they come back home, they write books. How can we know that those books are authentic, that's real, that's okay, that's right? We are very confused with so many information going on. We can say that the books that are in this shop are controlled by the parish. So Andrew's books are over there, you can get them, they are very good. Also, my recommendation, my advice for you is that you all bring a book of messages of Our Lady. I've seen also in the hotel, Marius, in the hotel they also have, I think it's very cheap, maybe it's 3 or 4 euros, just, you know, for the cost of the stamp. But it's important that you at home, next to your Bible, that you have a book of messages of Our Lady. I know you can find them always on the internet, but that's not the same thing. You wouldn't read the Bible on the internet. It's important that you have a book of messages of Our Lady. And other books which I would like to recommend are the books of the late Father Slavko Barbaric. Most of you never heard of him. Some of you heard of him. He's a very special priest. He was a very special priest because he died in Hausen. Just in brief, just to mention that he's one of the two people which Our Lady mentioned in her messages. So far Our Lady mentioned only two people. The first one was the late Pope, John Paul II, while he was still alive. Mm-hmm. And the second person was the late Father Slavko Barbaric. Father Slavko died on the Cross Mountain. Mm-hmm. On 24th of November, the year 2000. The following day, the 25th of November, Our Lady gave the message, as she always gives the message on every 25th of the month. And in that message, Our Lady mentioned Father Slavko. She said that she rejoices to tell us that Father Slavko was born into heaven and intercedes for us. That's a certain beatification of Father Slavko. That's why many pilgrims that didn't even meet him go to his grave to pray for his intercession, because we are sure that he's in heaven and that he intercedes for us. So one of these days, I don't know when, because you see how the program is changing. Please God, we're going to visit his grave. We'll go all together, and then I'm going to tell you more about him. Now, so this is only like in brief for you to have an idea. But one day we are going to visit his grave as well. Okay? And the next thing in the same building, it's a small post office. It's on the other side. It's just around the corner. Just a small post office. Very useful for you to know that there is a post office. I don't know if you are sending postcards or something, if you'll need it, but just for you to know, there is a small post office. Behind you, you can see the Adoration Chapel. There is a sign also. I told you how the church became too small. As I said earlier, all those other languages, they celebrate the Mass in the morning. This is, the chapel is called the Adoration Chapel. But in the morning, the Masses in many languages are being celebrated. So, from, I think it will be from, no, tomorrow is Thursday. I think tomorrow already we will have the Mass. So every time that we have the Mass for our group, it will be in the chapel. So it will be the Mass. Why is it called the Adoration Chapel? Because in the afternoon, from 2 o'clock, it's open from the silent adoration. So the Blessed Sacrament is exposed from 2 p.m. until the beginning of the program in the church. It means until 5:45. So if you are looking for a place where you want to be on your own, we say one-to-one with Jesus, that's a perfect place. So when there is nothing on the program, there is always something on the program. Jesus is waiting for you in this chapel. Don't miss this chapel. It's beautiful. So from 2 p.m. until 6, around a little bit, few minutes before 6, they will close it. So it's open from the section. Even when it gets very hot, I always say this to pilgrims, it's air conditioned. So it's very, very good. So let's go, just a few more things to show you, and then I'll leave you. I'll give you free time. I know you are a little bit tired. So from here, you can see the outside altar. Mm-hmm. You've been here last night for the adoration, and you know whenever the weather is good, the whole evening program, the rosary, the mass, all the prayers, everything is outside. But I can never tell you whether the program is going to be inside or outside, because sometimes even them, the priest, they will decide last minute. If the weather is good and if they see the storm is coming or something, they would just, move everything to the church. So if it's raining and the program is in the church, then they would open this yellow hole behind you. You see, there's a yellow building. Because if there are too many people, not everybody can get into the church. And then there will be a big screen in the yellow hall, and you can follow. I don't know how it will go tonight. We will see the weather. If it stops raining, probably everything will be outside. If it continues raining, it will be in the church, and then maybe if you don't find your place in the church, you can go to the yellow hall. All the other days should be okay, because the weather forecast for the other days is good so far. Sometimes even they change last minute, they are not sure what. So as I said, this is outside the altar because of the lack of the prayer space. As I said, the church is now too small. The altar was attached to the church in 1989. When we had the youth festival, first week of August, there are from 40,000 to 50,000 young people. Can you imagine? Here there are about 5,000 places to sit in these benches. 5,000. But we have over 40,000. Which means the places to sit are not important. Angel was here last year for the youth festival, and it was really amazing. It was really amazing. And one of our priests said, it is the time when the church becomes young. And really, we are frightened in a way, but I think it's the fault of the media who are telling us that things are so bad that we are afraid that the young people are not going to church anymore, but they are. You know, Medjugorje, when you come in the first week of August, you see really the young people are really praying and going to church, and you know, so...
But I'm quite sure Pope Francis can attract a lot of young people.
Yes, well, yeah, God works...
He's something different.
God works in many ways, so through the Pope, through... Our Lady knows what she's doing, God knows what he's doing. I mentioned the Yellow Hole. There, maybe in these days, the hall is usually closed. But, for example, if there will be some talk, if the talk is like for all the pilgrims, it's usually at the outside altar. But if it's only, let's say, for English or smaller groups, then it will be in the Yellow Hall. But just for you to know where things are. So if I say it's in the Yellow Hall, you know where it is. The Yellow Hall is dedicated. I don't know if you can see the image. You know, you can see it from this tree, to the late Pope, to the Saint Pope John Paul II. In the beginning of the apparitions, the visionaries tried to explain how Our Lady looks like. They tried to describe it, but they were always saying it's impossible to describe. She's so beautiful that the words cannot describe. The words are so poor to describe Our Lady's beauty. But they said, okay, we have to, you know, try to explain, try to describe for the people. And then, so it's noon, we can maybe say the Angelus here. If you want, you can say it in Chinese, I will say it in my language. You can start. You can say it out loud. Now the big bells will start, the very loud ones. Okay, I will continue, but now when the bells start, you won't be able to hear me. So they say Our Lady has a long gray dress. She has a white veil. They say that she has a crown of 12 stars. She never touches the ground. They never saw her feet. They say she has blue eyes, rosy cheeks, and under that veil, they say they see one, strand of hair. They say that the hair is black, a little bit wavy at the end. But they say the beauty that they can't, you know, describe it. It's something. One lady said, how come the dress is gray? They said, gray is a little bit sad color. I mean, for me, it's not my favorite color, but one lady said that. But they said, it's not the colors that we know, it's not the colors from here. They say even the light is different. It's a certain light that it doesn't exist here on Earth. And they say even her voice is different. It's a human voice, but they say at the same time it's like a melody. So they say it's all different, you know. And once they asked Our Lady, how come that you are so beautiful? And she said, I'm beautiful because I love. So, at the beginning, many painters wanted to paint. Every time they would bring their paintings, the vision would say, oh, not even close, Our Lady is much more beautiful than that. Whatever they were bringing, they said, no, no, Our Lady is not beautiful. In the end, Maria, one of the girls, she said, okay, if I have to choose from all these paintings, if I have to choose one, I'm choosing this one. She chose one painting, she said, it's still not even close to there are toilets in the church ground, which means they are opened very early in the morning when the first mass from the 7:30 until the end of the evening program. So if the program is until 11 o'clock, they are opened all the time. If you're looking furthermore to the left, you see under those trees there is a house. Mm-hmm. Hopefully nobody will go there. Mm-hmm. It's a scary house. It's an ambulance. Wow. It's a little medical center. You see an ambulance car in front mm-hmm. of it. People that are working there are the volunteers from Malta, Malteser. Mm-hmm. And they are working as volunteers, and that way they are serving pilgrims. Which means if somebody needs any medical help, they will not charge you. Mm. But we all know how medications are expensive. So I always encourage all the pilgrims, if you do have to go there, leave some donation. Mm-hmm. Because we need to support them to stay with us and help pilgrims in that way. Mm. Just if you look further more to the left, an empty space where you see the cars, it's a parking place. Did the driver bring you over there last night? Yeah. So. It's, if we say the parking from the church, you know where it is. Mm. It's all very simple. And the last thing which I would like to show you, you see from here there is like a pathway where people are walking.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see there are like small roofs. Inside you see beautiful mosaics.
Yeah.
That pathway is known as the Way of the Lord. Via Domini in Latin, the Way of the Lord. There are five mosaics that represents five mysteries of light, luminous mysteries, introduced by the late Pope, and we put them over there in the year 2005-2006. Why is it called the Way of the Lord? Because the first luminous mystery is the baptism of Jesus in Jordan. And then if we are praying those mysteries of light, we are contemplating the public life of Jesus. At the end of these five mysteries, there is a beautiful statue in bronze, which is called the Statue of the Risen Jesus. One part of the statue is on the ground, and it represents the tomb of Jesus. And the bigger part is Jesus with his hands extended. It represents resurrection. Around that statue, there are the stations of the Way of the Cross, Passion of Jesus. So if we think, first, mystery, baptism of Jesus, then the public life of Jesus, then the Passion in the Way of the cross, then the tomb, and the resurrection. So from the baptism to resurrection. So that's why it's called the Way of the Lord. The whole life of Jesus you can contemplate in this small pathway. As I said, I usually do it with the group as a part of that Day of Light, mm-hmm. when we go, when we light the candles, and then we say the mysteries of light. But also you can do it on your own. Whenever you have free time, you want to go, you can either go to create the mysteries of light. And those stations of the Way of the Cross are perfect for people who are not able to climb the mountain. I say always, Our Lady was thinking of everybody. For people who are not able to climb the mountain, the big mountain, they can pray the Way of the Cross over there. For people who can't climb the Apparition Hill, they can go to the Blue Cross. The Blue Cross is the place at the base of the Apparition Hill. So Our Lady was thinking of everybody. Mm-hmm. You can see after that car, you see that white car at the end, mm-hmm. the pathway mm-hmm. proceeds. There is in about 100 meters, you would come to the local cemetery where there is the grave of the Paco. You can do that alone, but as I said, we will have that as a part of the program. We will all go together to visit Father Slavko's grave. Okay, so this was just a short orientation tour. Do you have any questions? We are good so far, so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so at least now you have an idea where you can go on your own. I didn't order the bus. I will also cancel that bus at 2 o'clock mm. because they will come just on time for dinner.
Yeah.
So for them, I will have to do orientation tour tomorrow. Mm. For dinner time, we can discuss also when my original plan was to climb the Apparition Hill tomorrow. Mm. But we'll see how it goes when Father Peter comes, and we'll see we will see when they arrive. I wouldn't climb the Apparition Hill twice. It's okay for the orientation tour, I can do it twice, but mm-hmm. for the Apparition Hill I think we should go together with Father Peter. Mm. And that is something. So now you have some free time. Do you want me to order a van now to bring you back to the hotel?
Yeah.
Okay, I will do that.